Welcome to Sipping Success, the ultimate podcast for all things beverage and alcohol. We're here to quench your thirst for insights, analysis, and a splash of entertainment. Get ready to dive into the world of beverages with us. From the latest trends to in-depth discussions with industry leaders, we've got it all covered. Whether you're a connoisseur or a curious sipper, Sipping Success is your go-to guide. Join us as we uncork knowledge, raise a glass to innovation, and help you elevate your brand to new heights. So grab your favorite drink, sit back, and let's sip success together. Tune in to Sipping Success and drink in the wisdom. Cheers.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sipping Success podcast. I'm your host, Casey Hawkinson. We're joined with guest Vincent Melita. He is the founder and partner of Root Out Whiskey. And Root Out Whiskey, in case you're curious, is a blend of the finest root beer flavoring and extensively aged Canadian blended whiskey that is aged for 4 years in American oak barrels. From bourbon, generating rich root beer flavor with a hint of vanilla. So that already is whetting our appetite over here. Vincent, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. And along with Root Out Whiskey, can you share with us your history, your background in the industry?
Yeah, well, it goes back many years, actually. I started originally as a consumer, obviously, but then I got into the business and I was in food and beverage, being a beverage director and beverage manager, bartender in college. And then when I moved back east to Connecticut, I was approached by a gentleman from Otter Creek Brewing Company, where I started as an area manager and then worked my way up to regional manager with them in the craft beer industry before venturing over to wines and spirits with Allied Domecq. Mm-hmm. Then when they sold to Pernod Ricard, I worked for Moët Hennessy for about 6 years. And then after I left Moët, I worked for a company called Hood River Distillers. And actually it was with them that I actually came up with the idea of the Root Out Whiskey when we launched a brand called Sinfire that was competing with Fireball. I mean, this is back in, 2011, 2012. What's that? 11, 12 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And, I thought of, the opportunities with flavored whiskeys. I then worked for Seralis before venturing out on my own with the idea of Root Out Whiskey, and found and met my partner, Artie Desortsev. And then we brought the brand to market actually in 2018. We're currently in 15 states and growing. And we just recently launched in Canada earlier this year as well in the Alberta region, where Wine and Beyond brought us in. So.
Okay, well, great. And so with, can you kind of walk us through, like, personally, what led to Root Out Whiskey? Did you develop a personal passion around whiskey? Is that kind of a favorite of yours? Just kind of tell us a little bit more of the genesis on that.
Yeah, I do prefer drinking whiskey myself, but I just saw the opportunity in the category as far as what was happening within flavored whiskey. And I'm a personal root beer lover. So I grew up drinking root beer and sarsaparilla cream sodas and stuff like that. So I just thought it would be a natural fit. And when I, came up with our formula, I, went through and tasted many different formula renditions when creating it, and then came upon the one that that we now own. And, came up with the idea of Root as Root Out, the name, based on, being a root beer flavored whiskey. And it was a natural fit. Plus, Root Out itself, the definition means seek to discover. So I'm hoping that consumers go out and seek to discover and enjoy. Absolutely. Responsibly, of course.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, for sure. And so within our audience, there's a lot of people, obviously, that are just very passionate on the business side, wine and spirit and alcohol and beverage. So I think we'll take a little bit of a turn here. I think a lot of people would maybe be interested in your business strategy. So you said you're available in 15 states. You've opened up Alberta as a province in Canada. Mm-hmm. So can you walk us through right now your overall strategy?
So right now, our overall strategy is really to grow our brands in our core markets where we have family partner distributors in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, which is where our majority of our distribution and volume is coming from. And that's where we are, where most of our resources, because it's our backyard. We're being a little bit more selective on markets that we enter. I mean, ones that we can give resources to launch, develop, and grow the brand, because it does take a lot to bring brands to market. I mean, you could have the best brand in the world. If you're not marketing it properly, no one's going to know about it. Mm-hmm. So, we do a lot of tastings, in-store tastings, events, festivals. But I mean, obviously that requires a lot of time and weekends and stuff. So it's really a labor of love, because you have to really love what you're doing to devote the amount of time, effort, energy, resources, and dollars into it. because it's very challenging, especially us. We're a very small company still. It's just myself, my partner, and a few friends and family who've given us the seed money for it. But every penny we've been generating from the sale of Root Out is going back into building the brand, and obviously creating more inventory, more point of sale, doing more tastings, and we're seeing great signs of it. I mean, that's the one thing that I always love is when we go to tastings and people keep coming up to us and saying, this is the best stuff I've had all day. And we're at a festival with, hundreds of other brands there. And, they're making it a point to come back for, seconds, thirds, fourths, tenths, whatever. Again, small samples, very responsible.
Responsible, but,
but you know what I'm saying, as far as, people love it. I mean, it's, the people who love root beer love it. We do get, those who are not, but we have people who are like, who tell us, they don't drink whiskey, but they'll love Root Out because they like root beer. And, they don't, and some people who are like, we don't even like root beer, but we love this because it's really full flavored and it's delicious. There's a lot of versatility to it as well, because we mix it with ginger ale, which makes it taste like cream soda, or we pour it over vanilla ice cream and make amazing root beer floats with it.
Wow. So there's a wide, wide fan base that could be opened up with that. That's it. That's interesting with the different, mixing it with ginger ale. But then I think it's really interesting that you're hitting both whiskey drinkers and non-whiskey drinkers both like it. So that's great. And, I see that you all started in 2017 and went to market, if I'm not mistaken, in 2018.
Correct.
So can you talk to any adaptations or any changes that you've had to make even from that short time period?
We actually had to go and trademark the actual name and change the labels on it slightly before bringing it to market, because we didn't think our first our trademark would be get approved. So we had to make a slight change, and then changed our label. So we had to take off all the labels on the bottles before we put the new ones to market.
Was that kind of a change at midnight just before,
pretty much? It was absolutely. We got through it, and now we were very happy with the way it came out. I mean, the label was actually designed by a gentleman who had a hand in some of Hennessy's labels and has worked in the industry before. So we have our Cerberus, which is our three-headed dog, on the label. That's that is trademarked as well. So we've really been trying to make sure we protect our assets as well.
So. Yeah. Well, and I'm sure even a lot of small business owners in our audience can empathize with or have been in a similar situation to what you have been with trademarking or having to change something last minute before going to market. Mm-hmm. Can you also maybe share with us some tools or tactics you're using right now that's helping you all grow?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that's helping us grow is just getting our liquid to lips, getting the product out there and having people taste it. And that's why I mean, I do in-store tastings myself still multiple times a week, or events, or not only trade events, but consumer events. I mean, that's, you know, again, we're doing this all organically and grassroots. You know, we don't have seven figure or even six figure marketing budgets to get the brand out there. And, you know, I feel if we did, you know, we would be the next, you know, screwball and mm-hmm. or, you know, get up there with the fireball. But, you know, well, until that day comes along, or, you know, the brand takes off, well, we're going to keep plugging away. But, you know, the one thing that, you know, I set out to do when I originally created the brand was to make sure it's not another, you know, same old when it comes to, you know, flavored whiskeys. I mean, you know, Fireball was quote unquote the original, but, you know, how many other cinnamon whiskeys came to market? I mean, when I was with Hood River Distillers, we came out with Sinfire, and I was like, Fireball has already got, and this was a long time ago when Fireball was already getting the, you know, the lion's share of the market. And, you know, mm-hmm. trying to compete against that was, you know, very, very challenging. And then, you know, a lot of other cinnamon whiskeys came out to the market, you know, with Inferno or other, you know,
yeah,
you name it, Jack Fire. I mean, it's so many other brands, you know, even craft distilleries and are coming out with like Blaze cinnamon whiskey. And I'm like, you know, it's really hard to convert, you know, established brands to, you know, bring over to yours if it's the same flavor. So I wanted to make sure we did something different. And that's where I'm a fan of root beer. And I think, I hope other people who try it like it too.
This podcast is brought to you by Mushroom Media, the go-to digital media agency for all things marketing. From crafting captivating campaigns to decoding social media sorcery, Mushroom Media is here to empower your brand and help you scale. So whether you're brewing, distilling, or concocting the next big thing, Mushroom Media has a solution for you.
Yeah, and you know, when you're at those tastings, you know, if we go back to the beginning of even just this podcast and I described your mixture, do people resonate with that narrative around the whiskey where it's blended in American oak barrels? I got to think that that's also helping you be a differentiator or not.
Well, absolutely. I mean, because we use a proper aged whiskey as our base spirit, it really lends to the smoothness of it. I can't even tell you how many times people who drink it and try it and are just like, wow, that's one of the smoothest whiskeys I've ever had. It's, you know, because it is still 70 proof alcohol, but, you know, people, you know, tell me that it's, you know, they use the term dangerous, but because it's so easy to drink, you know, it is almost like drinking root beer, but it does still have obviously a slight kick to it, as it is 35% alcohol, 70 proof. But, you know, again, people keep coming back for more at these events and they love it. And, you know, when I show them the versatility of it, they're just like, wow. When I tell them, you just need a small amount of even ginger ale to, you know, change the taste profile to make it taste like cream soda. Everyone's, you know, people like it. And then obviously the root beer floats get them.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, this is amazing. So.
Yeah. And so have you noticed, like, with being on sale in 15 states, have you noticed any trends lately? Like, are you particularly popular during holiday season, or can you talk to us about that?
Well, I mean, during the holidays is when a majority of, you know, people are buying their, you know, annual consumption or annual amount of alcohol. So we do see peaks in the holidays, but, you know, one thing that we have been seeing more and more recently is, we're getting more bars and restaurants to take us on, you know, as we launched in really 2018, we didn't have a lot of time before, you know, COVID came and shut down to establish an on-premise presence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was something we pivoted towards and strictly did a lot of retail tastings, a lot of, trying to get distribution. And obviously we want to make sure that we're in the flavored whiskey section. So a lot of it was also educating you know, our trade partners to make sure that they're putting together flavored whiskey sections in the retail trade, because, you know, originally, you know, Fireball was in the cordial section with, you know, Jägermeister and Kahlua mm-hmm. and all those other cordials, and more accounts are actually putting it out there with the whiskey. And that's, you know, where we want to be now with, you know, Screwball and, you know, mm-hmm. the, you know, 10 or 15 other peanut butter whiskeys that came to market, similar to what happened when cinnamon became popular, you know, that's what's going on now. So
do you see any other flavored concepts, taking steam right now?
No, I mean, we do get a lot of people who tell us that they, you know, they're you know, they tried Screwball and, you know, they like Root Out, you know, it might be their new favorite, but, you know, there's a lot of great brands out there. And I just hope that, you know, root beer becomes one that, you know, people, you know, gravitate towards, because, yeah. You know, a few years back, you know, this was another, you know, reason why, when I came up with it, because I, you know, the Not Your Father's Root Beer, came out in like 2015, 2016. And, you know, that's when, you know, boozy root beer became, you know, very, very popular. So it's only natural that, you know, hopefully it elevates to the spirit base.
And then, you know, you mentioned the pandemic, and I think we'd all be interested to know, like, you know, let's talk about any challenges or obstacles you've faced and overcome as a young brand. You know, so can you kind of enlighten us on that?
Well, it was very challenging. I mean, here we were, you know, I was myself doing, you know, 2, 3, sometimes 4 tastings every weekend pre-pandemic. Wow. And then it just stopped. But, you know, the great thing was, is that, you know, a lot of the stores that I was doing tastings in for the last, you know, a little over a year, the brand started gaining traction, and I was getting reorders from these accounts when I wasn't even in there doing tastings, which I was okay. You know, very pleasantly surprised with. But then there were also some that, you know, that I wasn't doing tastings with, and you know, I saw that, you know, sales went off a little bit, but then once tastings became acceptable to go out and people were, you know, not hesitant. I mean, it's, you know, still people do hesitate sometimes, but it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's all individual preference. And, you know, my thing is, you know, I just want people to try it, you know, whether they purchase it or not at an in-store event, it's, you know, I just want them to at least try it and experience it. So, you know, if they don't purchase it, then hopefully they can purchase it down the road, or tell a friend. I always say, you know, tell your friends. If you like it, tell your friends, please.
And to that end right there, can you share with us any partnerships or collaborations that you've formed that have helped out?
We're still in discussions with doing like a Root Out jerky and a Root Out ice cream to do like a root beer float ice cream. People are asking us to put the you know, the adult cream soda, the Root Out cream soda in a ready to drink or a can. But going back to what we discussed before, when I tell people to tell their friends, I always tell them to also like us on our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and now X, I guess it's is to follow us and like us and tell your friends about us. Cause I mean, you know, it's one thing to get an advertising and have people see it there, but to have, you know, someone that they know and trust tell them about something that they like, that's, that always, you know, makes me happy. And I know I always, you know, refer to, other people's opinions, you know, people I trust, of course.
That's great. So remember that, folks, Root Out Whiskey on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
Correct.
So we'll be excited to start following you there. Just in case you forgot, you've been listening to Sipping Success Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Hawkinson. And we've got our guest, Vincent Melita, here with us. He is the founder and partner of Root Out Whiskey. So sadly, we're getting kind of toward the end of the conversation here. A couple last questions for you here, Vincent. What advice would you give to somebody kind of up and coming in the industry, or somebody like yourself that wants to branch out and start their own brand?
I would say, you know, obviously make sure you your expectations are in line with the amount of work you want to put into it, because it is not easy. I mean, unless you have a war chest, it is a lot, especially, not only getting into the distribution with, the big national distributors, but even the smaller ones now are being very selective on the brands that they bring in. So you want to make sure you have something that obviously the juice is in the bottle, but also sets you apart from, other brands in the category, because you want to have a point of differentiation when you talk to your, trade partners and, give them a reason to bring you in, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give that compelling reason and that value proposition. That's good.
Absolutely.
Vincent, if anybody wants to reach out with you, either it be with a question or wanting to partner, what's the best way to do that?
They can reach out to me directly on my email. It's Vincent@RootOutWhiskey. We spell whiskey without the E. So it's Vincent@RootOutWhiskey, RootOutWhiskey.com.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Good note there. Whiskey without the E.
Because it's Canadian whiskey. That's why we use
it. Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, that's very clever too. That's great. You'll catch a lot of fans probably that way too. As you grow in Alberta and all those other provinces. So, well, yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for being our guest. It's been really fascinating talking with you here on Sipping Success. I'm your host, Casey Hawkinson. You have been listening to our guest, Vincent Melita, again, founder and partner of Root Out Whiskey. Vincent, thanks again. And thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, thank you for enjoying Sipping Success.
And that's a wrap on another insightful episode of Sipping Success, brought to you by Mushroom Media. We hope our discussions have left you thirsting for more knowledge in the world of beverages and alcohol. Stay connected with us on social media for updates. And remember, the journey to success is best enjoyed one sip at a time. Keep exploring trends, connecting with leaders, and scaling your brand. Until our glasses meet again, cheers to your continued success. And may your cups always runneth over with inspiration. We'll catch you in the next episode.